So, first off, it's a show for all ages, which can be kind of tricky. Is there really something there for the adults and the children?
I genuinely believe that there is. I think that we do a good job of creating just the right amount of material that is directed towards kids and then material that is directed towards adults that sort of flies over the kids' heads. I think there's comedy, there's dance, there's circus. You know, a lot of these things are pretty universal. I along with my partner Trigvi, take more of the comedy over. And that was something that we really set out to do at the start, was to create comedy that would work really genuinely for kids and adults. And I think we've been doing that.
Yeah.
I hope.
It's kind of like a Toy Story a little bit. It's, you know, for both for the family and adults. But I think it's probably verging on more of a line. It's a little bit racy in some parts. But the comedy is really fun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I hope so.
So what's the story behind it? How was it first conceived?
We created it for Brisbane Festival last year. And it was Scott Spencer and Scott is the director. And then James Brown, who's a costume designer, kind of came together and wanted to create something that was based on Saturday morning cartoons.
That's not the James Brown.
No.
Well, you know.
He must get that a lot.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Yeah, so we kind of, we wanted to create something that was for the family, and that was, you know, it was a lot of fun and had a lot of dance and a lot of circus stuff, but wasn't like a normal circus show. So
yeah, we had just come off of doing more entertainment geared towards an
adults.
18 plus crowd, an adult crowd. So,
and it was, and we had a lot of families that were like, I want to bring my kids and I want to come along, but I can't to your other show because it's too risque. So we decided to create something that was for the families, which has been really fun.
When I think of a fun house, it's sort of this random style of amusement and that sort of thing. Is there a sort of underlying story or some kind of message that comes across that ties it all together?
It really is that random style of amusement. I think that is sort of the thesis of the show, is that everything is just so sort of crazy and all over the place and wild and full of color. And it really is sort of like a cartoon come to life in a lot of ways.
Yeah. It's definitely a Technicolor funhouse. When you step in, the characters and the set and the cartoons that play and the music is just a big mashup of fun.
Yeah, really.
And you've brought together performers from like a wide range of backgrounds and experience. What are some of the previous experiences that are brought by you guys? Like, what have you worked on in the past that's been sort of similar?
My experience is in dance and choreography. So I choreographed the show, which is awesome. It was my first show that I've choreographed. And I come back, from a dance background. So my background's very commercial. I've danced for Black Eyed Peas, Christina Aguilera, LMFAO. And so mine is very music video, Los Angeles-based dance. So I come from that commercial world.
And I come from more of a theater circus world. So I've done, you know, I trained in New York and then I've been in Vegas for a bit of time working on shows with Cirque du Soleil and a company called Spiegelworld, which produces sort of Spiegel Tent type, more intimate venue shows. So that's sort of what our backgrounds are.
And then you blend them.
Yep. Yeah. And then you blend them together.
Did you have any performers come in that had come from doing like Shakespeare or something? some more serious theater works?
We have another comedian, Trigvi. He's very funny.
He's done a lot of theater.
Yeah. A lot of theater and like improv work. But all the performers are from all around the world and it makes it like a really good mix. There's something in there for everyone.
I'm speaking with Spencer Novich and Laura New about the big new show, Funhouse. Now, what are some of the things you might see at Funhouse that you wouldn't see at any other show?
There's lots. I feel like, you know, one of the other big, you know, theses of Funhouse was that it was to bring things into a space that normally you wouldn't be able to see at any other show. So it starts off with, and I don't want to ruin too many of the secrets and stuff, but it starts off with a big swinging trapeze number from Uwe, who's a Cirque du Soleil veteran, and she, I mean, this is something that I don't know the last time that it's been really seen, because there's not a lot of spaces that can accommodate it, so it really is this massive sort of display of skill that I don't think a lot of people have ever seen before. So that's something that, you know, is very special and unique to the show.
And then there's, we introduce a lot of set pieces as well. There's actually like huge inflatables that we bring into the space. And when we first originally created the show, we had, I think, was it 6 in total?
Yeah,
jumping castles that we ended with on stage, and we filled, and we had a truck, and we had a big inflatable screen and a motorcycle. Yeah, that was Harley Davidson, right?
Yeah, Harley Davidson.
So we've brought some of those things back to Adelaide, and we have a Ducati.
We figured out how to squeeze them into a much smaller.
I think
smaller
3 tent. Inflatables that come. I don't want to give. Yeah, I mean, I'm giving it a little bit away, but there is like. There is like huge surprises that happen. And you're like, how did that happen? How'd that get in there?
Yeah.
But we make it happen.
So where can we check out Funhouse?
You can come to Adelaide at the Garden of Unearthly Delights. And we are there nightly, six nights a week.
Yeah, we get a day off, so that's good.
At 6:30 p.m. in the Vagabond.